Good morning and thanks for joining us. Cedar and myself this morning. And today we're going to play with the concept of group meditation. You've probably heard me say this before, that one of the things we can really do at this time in history is use our meditations to invoke things that we desire, such as peace or love. And that's where we are very powerful. The idea of group meditation is there's an amplification of the intention that is set. So Cedar and I are just a group of two, which is, you know, about as small as your group should ever be. Ideally you're four, apparently eight is the magic number, but I'm sure 80 or 88 is also exciting. The more the merrier. So here we go, starting with the usual Sukhasana, finding your pose, place where you can fully relax, fully surrender, letting the eyes close, finding the breath, noticing where it is, and taking a few deep breaths. Really inviting some release. One more with me. And for our group meditations, we can meditate on a connected intention, intending something together, or what we're going to do today, which is, I think, a little bit easier almost, is we're just going to connect with the vibrational frequency and share that and send that out. So bring your awareness to the heart chakra space, envisioning a ball of light, whatever color. And I want you to infuse that ball of light with the vibrational frequency of peace, and Cedar's sharing with us love as well. That unconditional, we are love kind of love. Take a moment to really just feel that in the heart center. Allow that light to hold that frequency. And then invite from there the light to expand up and down the chakra channel, outside of the chakra channel, filling the whole body, your whole body, with light. And take a few breaths there, just breathing the peace and the love. Allow the body to take on that frequency. And if you're not with anybody today, that's totally fine. Don't let that stop you from following the meditation with us. Here is where we would connect to those who we're co-meditating with. We might hold hands in a circle or something like this. Or even at a distance, you can both be tapped in, listening to the same audio. So just fill it for Cedar and I, we're going to just fill the space between us with that light. Allow the light to expand out of the body, allow that vibrational frequency to start expanding, connecting the two of us. This is where Cedar or whoever you're meditating with will contribute their vibrational frequency. And the power here becomes the fact that her frequency of peace might be slightly different than mine. And that's totally okay. And now let's take that ball of light and let's allow it to further expand, reaching out in all directions. Let it engulf the room. Let it start to take over and reach out through the town or city that you're in, reaching across the mountains or prairies or ocean or whatever is beside you to the edge of the continent. And as that light expands and travels, every animal, every plant, every human it touches, let it share and sprinkle that vibrational frequency of peace and love. Let every blade of grass be affected by the light and come in contact with that vibrational frequency. continue to expand the light, let it reach past the continent to the next continent, let it touch the water of the oceans, the creatures of the oceans, and eventually that light should come back at you from all directions as it's gone around the world, invited to come back and wrap the entire planet Earth with that light. And just seeing that light holding the Earth almost as a jacket. And just take a couple breaths there. Feeling the connection between yourself, those you might be meditating with, and all the other light bodies that are touched across the Earth, all the other beings. Taking a few more breaths here. And from here, start to draw the light back in, so reversing the process. Let it come back to your continent. Let it come back to your town. Let it come back to the room you're in. And come back to just you and whoever you're meditating with. Let the light stay within that circle, within that dyad, or just within you. And then let's reach down and share with Earth. So inviting the light to move down through the chakra system, through the root, and into the Earth. And just sharing with the Earth that vibrational frequency of love and peace. Let's do a couple exchange breaths with the Earth. So we draw up from the Earth on the inhale, and on the exhale, we send it back. So we're just sending love and peace back and forth. Doing a couple more like that. Last one. And let's close with two circle breaths. So inhale up the channel of the chakras, the light. Let it trickle down the back like a waterfall. One more like this. And as the waterfall of light trickles down the back of you, let it just melt into the earth and dissipate. So you can keep the vibrational frequency of light and love in your body for a few more breaths. Even though the light is gone, though the light can come back at any time, you can bring it back, you have that power and ability. But let it go for now. Just steep two more breaths in that frequency of love. And here, if we're connected to others, now we disconnect our hands. Disconnect our connected visions and just come back to the individual on the mat. And Cedar is reminding us that this type of meditation can be done with an intention, where we have preset an intention and we're all focusing on that intention, amplifying it through our focus, through our collective efforts. But the meditation we've done today is one of a frequency where we've just reached out to the world, reached out to Gaia, and now brought back the energy to ourselves. And this can be done with gratitude, abundance, other high vibrational frequencies as you desire. The hands come together in front of the heart. Let's close with a big deep breath and a single Om. Big inhale. Let it all fall out. Inhale to Om. Thank you for joining me today. Thank you for joining Cedar today. The light in us, the divinity, the spark of the divine that we are, acknowledges the spark of divinity in you. Namaste. And just reminding you, the power of collective intention, the power of collective meditation, inviting you to play with that concept next time you're meditating or hanging out with your homies. Enjoy the day. Namaste.